ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
David Crowe's chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age. Hi, David.
Good morning, Patricia.
So the Reserve Bank has held rates, but we're not out of the woods yet. The Treasurer just told me, you know, he and the Reserve Bank Governor are singing from the same song sheet that his budget is very much aimed around dealing with inflation. But this is really difficult for the government now, isn't it?
I think it's really challenging after the RBA Governor's remarks yesterday, which were... She hopes that she doesn't have to increase interest rates. But having said that, if we have to, we will. And that's very different language from what people have been accustomed to in recent months. And it was only earlier this year that people thought there was a very strong chance of a rate cut toward the end of this year. And now that we're looking at a very different scenario with people assuming rate cuts possibly next year. And now we don't have a rate increase ruled out. So the government's got to be very careful in next week's budget. The focus is all going to be on the spending. There are many initiatives. There's the Future Made in Australia and so forth. There's going to be energy bill relief. But there is this concern about the weight of spending and whether the government then gets blamed for fueling inflation. So that big major setting on the spending is going to be fundamental. It's possible that the energy bill relief could be structured in a way that looks like it's going to reduce prices in that energy space. So that's going to be really important. But it's the weight of money in household budgets that's also going to be the focus.
A Senate inquiry report into the government's controversial immigration bill has been released. The Coalition is recommending extensive amendments and the Greens are completely opposed to the bill. I thought that James Patterson was interesting there. So basically they want oversight and they're concerned about diaspora communities. I do feel like we're in upside down world.
The government is going hard with a very tough line on this new power to turn away people, basically reject visa applications from entire nations and give that power to the minister in law. I mean, the minister's already got huge discretion over these sorts of decisions. So, you know, the new power has got to be seen in that context. But we're looking now at a debate where the Senate does play this kind of role. It says, look, here are the checks and balances that are necessary to make this bill work. And that's the message that the Coalition is sending. With more checks and balances, they can support this bill. The Greens, of course, say that it's a terrible bill. Asylum seeker groups are totally opposed to it. So the government's got a problem on its left flank, if you like. But here they've got possible room to move with getting an agreement with the Coalition to get this through.
In the last minute we have together, Jim Chalmers revealed two things in that interview. One is that tax reform will be delivered in this budget, although don't expect negative gearing reform, he says, or changes. And also housing will be a centrepiece.
I found it very interesting that he listed seven, well, he didn't list them. He said seven housing policies worth $25 billion. And so he's talking up the scale of the government's action in that space. I think some of the housing programs from the government have been very slow to develop, but they have given money to the states to develop housing. So watch for more. And on tax, I thought that basically goes into the Future Made in Australia. We're talking about tax incentives for investment. The structure of those we don't know yet, but the intent is very clear now.
Yes, it is. David, thank you.
Thanks, Patricia.
David Crowe, chief political correspondent with the Sydney Morning Herald and The Age.
Think bigger about the world we live in. Ask your smart speaker to play ABC RN.